So what about sports nutrition in the health food industry? Well, how do retailers perceive sports nutrition, really? And what is it about sports nutrition that kind of isolates it into its own separate category?
Well, I think it's one of the strong categories in the industry. Most stores, if not all, have a really good sports nutrition section, and it's a big part of their business. I find that there's almost two separate camps that are in a store. You got the stores that say, we know nothing about it, but there it is. And you got the ones where you got passionate people selling the products because they use them and they love them and they've seen the benefits and they've taken personal training. I find the sports nutrition salesperson, the one who's into it, is a very well-educated person. They really understand the body and how it works and the importance of exercise and diet. And I wish there were more people who are really into sports nutrition and the health food stores, because I find that they're really well-trained. I think one of the challenges I've heard recently about sports nutrition is that there's been so much competition that products you can make some good money, like whey protein or the creatines, have dropped so much in price that they still may be selling a lot of units, but they're not making the money on the product anymore. And with some retailers, if they're not making the money, they just take their focus away from the product. And here you have some wonderful products like essential building blocks of our health that the stores are now going, well, it's not that important. And I think that's a challenge for the sports nutrition industry, to be honest. There's still a lot of room, though, for having people in the stores properly trained to really be able to express the value of the product.